This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The JBS meatpacking plant that's a COVID-19 hotspot is offering but not requiring testing for workers. The Greeley company says it's screening workers for symptoms every day and providing free drive-through testing near the plant. Meanwhile, Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette wrote to the CDC today asking for more protections for food production workers. She says the plants employ predominantly Black and Latino workers who have not been given adequate protective equipment on the job. The state is launching a new social media feed in Spanish to help more Coloradans stay in contact during the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor's office says that the new Facebook and Twitter feeds will help residents to connect to important coronavirus information. The debate over how and when states should open up is becoming more partisan and political. The president continues to push for states to reopen. Senator Cory Gardner says he's listening to health experts and didn't comment on Donald Trump's messaging.
I'm working with the governor to make sure that we're following the guidances of experts in Colorado and across the country who understand the health impact and the economic impact.
Gardner was among the Republican senators who met today with Trump. Meanwhile, Governor Polis says social distancing and wearing masks are part of his plan for reopening businesses. It is 81 degrees with sunshine in Grand Junction, 75 degrees, partly cloudy with some haze for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.